Salmon prices around Southeast hit new records at the end of January. According to Fish and Game, the regional average for winter kings is $9.77 a pound, with some processors in Sitka and elsewhere reportedly paying as much as 10 and a quarter.
Yeah, the price of fish has gone up with the price of gold.
Brian Lynch is the area troll fish management biologist for ADF&G. Lynch says the high price of winter kings is consistent with similar price swings over the last couple of years. Cold, stormy weather has limited effort. As of January 28th, trollers throughout the region had landed only 5,500 out of their 45,000 king cap. Lynch says the weather, plus different behavior patterns for Chinook in wintertime, so far have favored trollers working inside waters in southern Southeast.
The winter catch and the catch rates really don't necessarily correspond or correlate with the overall abundance. These fish are feeders, and they're hanging around generally where there is feed, or they're trying to find feed. So their behavior is much different now than it is during the spring and the summer. Particularly in the summer, most of the summer fish are migrating fish. A lot of these fish are, if you will, residents, at least for the winter.
The latest fish ticket data from Fish and Game shows trollers in District 10 in Frederick Sound near Petersburg averaging 15 kings per landing. In District 12, Chatham Strait, 14 kings per landing. Sitka fishermen in District 13 are getting only 4 fish per landing. And the few trollers who have gone out in Ketchikan have averaged 21 kings per landing this winter. Winter kings are almost exclusively a fresh market. Jeff Reynolds is the sales manager for Seafood Producers Cooperative in Bellingham, Washington. He says the high price has been no deterrent in the fresh market, which caters mainly to restaurants.
It's great to see these fish come in and get the price that they're getting for right now, and seeing them really enjoyed by all the restaurants that are getting them, because they are fighting for them. For the few fish that are coming in, there's a lot of interest for the fish.
Reynolds is not sure what an ex-vessel value of $10 or more translates into at the retail level, but he suspects it's expensive.
The restaurants that I have seen have been certainly in the high 20s per pound on a filet basis, so you're not going to have a whole lot of purchases at that level, at the retail level. But where they are going into the retail, it is at the high end. The Whole Foods stores of the world, or the QFCs in Puget Sound area, who might have a little higher clientele.
Reynolds says an interruption in service by Alaska Airlines is the biggest hazard for the winter fishery. The same weather that keeps boats at the dock can also create air delays. But improved weather also has its drawbacks, since the price will invariably go down as more trollers head out and more fish return to the area throughout the spring. Biologist Lynch says over the last 5 years, 25% to 30% of the winter catch has been taken in the last week of the season. Still, with average Chinook weight now at around 14 pounds, even a slow winter day can be pretty good.
Talking about about $140 fish, so it kind of makes your day if you pick up a few fish, especially some fairly good-sized ones.
The Southeast winter troll fishery is scheduled to close on April 30th, or when the cap of 45,000 kings is reached.